Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Spirit FM. And now, connecting through the eyes of medium Sarah May, all seeing, all sensing, all knowing. Sarah May, the celebrity's choice, the top UK medium of TV and radio, will be sharing her natural empathic healing gift with you to communicate to the spirit world, sharing music, special guests, and much more. The airwaves are now open to connect. Call Sarah now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or connect to Blog Talk Radio / Mike Spirit FM and connect via Skype. And now, please welcome Sarah May.
Greetings. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Connecting Through the Eyes of Medium Sarah May, and that is myself, Sarah May, and I'd like to welcome you to the radio show this evening. I have a very special guest. They've been on with me a couple of times, so I'm not just reading this myself this evening. I've got the fantastic Matt James with me. Okay, Matt, are you there?
I certainly am. Good evening, Sarah, or should I say good morning from down under?
For those of you that don't know, Matt is in Australia, aren't you, Matt?
I certainly am. It's 8 o'clock in the morning here.
And how are you feeling, Matt? 8 o'clock in the morning. Have you had to get up just for the show?
Well, I've been having a few lie-ins, but I've got to get back into the routine of getting up a little bit early. So I actually got up at the normal time this morning. So, I'm still a little bit sleepy, but I'll be fine.
Okay. And how did Christmas go in Australia? What was it like?
Very hot. I don't want to really upset the UK listeners, but our temperatures went up to about as high as about 36 degrees centigrade, which probably is in the high 80s, early 90s Fahrenheit.
Good grief. How did you cope?
It's water off a duck's back. I mean, after so many years of minus temperatures and snowy Christmases, it's a bit of a welcome relief to have a, like, typical Aussie Christmas on the barbie out in the garden and nice sun beating down and nice beer in hand.
Oh, sounds great. Oh, I want to come over now, Matt. Very cruel.
More than welcome.
I mean, you know what England's like, don't you? Because obviously everybody that's listening, Matt is actually English. She is from England.
I'm actually from Lancashire. My hometown was very near to Blackpool, so that's where I was basically from.
Okay. I mean, I've been to Blackpool and I've been to see, the gypsy and the caravan in Blackpool. Have you ever done that yourself, Matt?
Oh, God. Yeah, the Petulengo family. Yeah, we know them very well.
Ah, interesting.
Because
okay.
I've got one of my old friends and an old mentor of mine is actually sort of related to the Petulengo family and all the circus people, etc., etc. So I sort of know of that group very well.
I see. Okay. And how's things going? What's new with you, Matt, as far as your work's concerned? What kind of readings have you been having? And what are you doing at the moment, you know, work-wise?
All right. I mean, I literally got Christmas Day off because I started again on Boxing Day with readings. And then the day after Boxing Day, we did about a three or four hour drive to an area of New South Wales, Griffith and Leeton, where I did quite a lot of party booking. So over about 3 or 4 days, I did 20 odd readings between Christmas and New Year. And I mean, what I've been noticing, I don't know if you've noticed, Sarah, that probably about the last 12 months, readings and connections have gone really, really intense. It's as if spirit have really moved in much closer than they were before.
Yeah, I agree with you, definitely.
because the connections are just absolutely superb these days. And I mean, and also I'm getting a lot of the physical proof as well. I mean, I'll give a prime example. I did a reading for a lady yesterday. It was the first anniversary of her brother's passing, and understandably she wanted to hear from her brother. And I'd got validatory evidence, I'd given quite a lot of information that her brother was there, and she had a bottle of water on the table, and it kept tapping. And I didn't think anything of it at first, because I thought, well, it's a glass, it's a plastic bottle, it's contracting, or it's something to do with the heat. And then where my business cards are in the holder, that started clicking and being tapped. We both suddenly realised that there was somebody there trying to make absolute physical contact.
Yeah.
But it's happening all the time. I mean, I've got where I sit on my reading table, there's a bureau which got brought over from the UK because it was my late father's. That taps like crazy at certain times, and there's absolutely no way under any circumstances can it do it with a logical explanation other than the fact that obviously somebody from the other side is deliberately tapping it.
Yes, yeah. I mean, with me, whenever I work in my kitchen, which is where I am now, quietly in the kitchen, nice and quiet and private, my kettle clicks, but it usually clicks as I give validations. And I'm talking to somebody, maybe on the radio or maybe on the phone, or Skype reading if I'm working at home. And the kettle goes click, and it's just so specific when it does it. And I know it's spirit, because you know, we sense it. You sense
that's
the energy
right.
of the spirit. You get that surge, don't you?
And that's it's funny you should say that, because I've been saying to clients a lot, whenever I've said anything that is distinctly controversial, like a controversial prediction or something that's coming from spirit, there's always the same bang on a wall or the same tap beside me. So always when you say a certain bit of information that you need a validation for, there is that physical
wow. Follow you up.
That's right.
They back
and
you up.
That's right.
You know, Matt, when I first started doing actually one-to-one readings on a professional basis, which was about 5 years ago, full-term, 24/7 professional, as, you know, that is my job.
Yeah.
I was doing readings for years and years and years, but they were just bits and pieces for people. Spirit started tapping me at the beginning. Whenever I was talking to somebody, and I did a lot of work from home, which I don't know, I have premises where I do work, and I'd be sat there, and every time I got something, I'd get a tap anywhere on my arm, on my leg, and they were just saying to me, that's right, that's right, that's right. And it got to a point after maybe a month or so where they stopped tapping me. But I thought that was really lovely, because it was nice for me to have that support from spirit. Although I didn't ask for it, I think I actually did. Must have said to them, please give me a sign to make sure that I'm getting this right. But they didn't stay with me for long doing that. They just left me on my own then.
And the interesting thing is I've been complaining for years that I'll be sitting somewhere, or I'll be in the front of the computer, or I'll be in the front room. I always get tapped. Always tap me on the shoulder.
That's it.
But it's more to get my attention, and 9 times out of 10, there's always a bit of a download comes into your mind, and it's always straight after you tapped. It's like, can I disturb you for a minute, please? I need to talk to you. And it's a tap on the shoulder.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, with me, spirit work on and off with me. So when I'm not working, they don't really come to me unless it's guides and I need it personally myself. Every now and again they do. I mean, I might go shopping and buy food that I wouldn't normally buy for myself, and I know it's not me. So it's a spirit person taking me shopping. They tend to leave me alone. And when I'm working, they come in. It's almost like it's on and off with me, like a light switch going on and off. And it's been like that ever since I've known.
Yeah, I tend to have an on-off switch, because I have a Celtic bracelet that I got in Glastonbury probably about 20-odd years ago. And it's a scenario where when that bracelet's on, you can interrupt me as much as you want. You can talk to me all the time because I'm open for business. when I take the bracelet off, it's usually what I say is I put my information on the answer machine and I'll deal with it later. I let it go to the back of my mind. So it's just the rare exception when somebody really needs to communicate with me that I'll get tapped on the shoulder.
Yeah, and they're difficult to ignore, aren't they, Matt?
Just a bit.
That can be quite persistent.
Yeah, I was just laughing before when you mentioned about buying certain foods. Spirit get you to buy certain foods. It just reminded me of something that happened probably a couple of years ago, because I was being filmed for a TV documentary over here in Australia. I don't know where the documentary's gone. It was a producer here in Canberra who was doing a feature on mediums. One particular night she was coming round and I was being interviewed and filmed and the like, and we decided to go to the local supermarket to get some food, just to get some food and some nibbles. And I went in a trance-like state. I walked away from the wife and I went towards the delicatessens, and I just knew that I had to buy the dried tomatoes and all that type of food. I knew I had to get some of that. And the producer arrived and we put all the food out, and she just turned around and said, "Oh, that's my favourite food. I absolutely adore that food." I turned to Chris and I said, "Told you Lana liked that. Told you they told me that Lana liked that food. I knew I had to get that food for Lana." I don't know who to this day talked to me, but it was a scenario of I had to get that food from the delicatessens for Lana.
It more than likely would have been one of her family, like a dad or somebody, or a mum, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, do you know, Matt, it's lovely to have you back. It's so easy to work with.
It's good to be back, and I'm glad that we've got a proper Skype connection as well.
Yes, we're doing well, aren't we, Matt?
We are.
Although when our producer screens the callers before we come on air, so obviously we can get their names and there'll be a flow with the show. And there was a few that were not connecting, and I was thinking, oh, Matt's on.
Thank you,
talking.
Sarah. Thanks, Sarah.
That's okay, Matt.
I do have a thing with technology. It does tend to go wrong around me.
It does with me as well, Matt, don't worry. I always find, especially when I'm talking to very psychic people, you know, my psychic friends, powerful ones, the connections go. It always happens with Grant Collier. When we're on the phone together, the phone goes, and it's all phone's gone, we can't talk. So then we get onto Skype, and that goes down, and it's quite frustrating. And some of the others as well, the connections just go.
That's just reminded me again. I did a Skype reading for a very, very powerful lady. I think she would have been in Melbourne, and it's a video Skype. I could see her face in front of me, and it was the weirdest, strangest experience I ever had. The lady was Oriental, and a face actually kept changing with white paint on it.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, it's just a Skype connection, because it was a repeated thing. The screen would go green and then her face would have all this white paint on it. And then all of a sudden I realised a grandmother was there. And who I was actually seeing on the screen was a grandmother. And a grandmother used to be like the geisha girl, or used to actually have all the ceremonial paint. And what the grandmother was trying to tell me was I had to tell my client that her grandmother was telling her that she was going to be getting married soon, because that's what they did when they get married. They get themselves with this white makeup on.
Mm.
I thought nothing of that. Her face then suddenly changed to somebody who'd had really, really, really bad burns. I could see all the burns and all the marks and everything on the face, like somebody had got like a 40 or 50 percent burns on her face. And I thought, this is strange phenomena again. Anyway, I was prompted to say to her, the mentioning to me that you suffered some really serious injuries in a house fire when you were a child, because the person on the screen looked like a child. And sure enough, she'd suffered the burns, and where I described it, what I could actually see with the burnt hair, everything. Everything I've seen on the Skype screen is what happened to her as a child.
Oh, amazing,
isn't it? And I've never, ever, ever experienced that before. I just put it down to an internet connection, because the screen was doing all sorts of weird things. But everything that I actually saw on the screen was linked to the girl that I was reading.
Yes. spirit showing you. Yeah, lovely.
Just incredible. And I'm hoping that my next Skype connection, I'll get the same, but I much doubt it.
You never know. You never know. I mean, I've seen people. I used to talk to a guy on Skype who was a healer, and I used to see a face go over him, transfigure over him, a Chinese-looking guy, which was his guide. And he used to change, and I used to say, you've changed, you know. And it was just his energy. And obviously, you know, when you sit in a circle, a development group, and you go into a trance, when the lights are off, you've got the red light on, people can somebody transfigure over you.
That's what, I mean, I used to do that with Paula, my old mentor, Paula Paradima in Blackpool. And we used to actually do a transfiguration circle, exactly like you described it. You had a red light, one person each Friday night was the person where everybody put the energy, all focused on that person. And then you had this, like, video show going on, all these different faces. You could see the shadow walking, and then it would go in front of the person's face would change, that person would walk away, and the next one would walk in, and you could see it without really struggling to see it.
Yeah, I mean, if you sit and you half gaze in the mirror, okay, I've done this, and I told my group about this, and we had a mirror in a room once. We didn't do it on purpose, it was there, and they were saying, let's do it, because anything you mention, they want to have a go at, don't they?
That's right.
And if you sit with your eyes sort of half focused, half closed, sort of drifting as though they're nearly closed, you'll see people, mostly if you're spiritual, you'll see it. Not everybody will.
Yeah.
You'll see people transfigure over your face. And I have seen many, many faces just come in and go and come in and go. But the trouble is, you can't hold it too long because your eyes drop and
you
blink.
That's right. Your eyes, you've got to not blink. And I know I tried it many years ago, and I kept getting the same person that you could actually clearly see the glasses. There was definitely a person with glasses, and I kept off having glasses on my face. Now, I don't wear glasses.
Yeah. Yeah. So there we go, everybody. Just a little bit of chatting between Matt and I about our spiritual endeavours and sharing, which is really lovely. And maybe some of you have experienced what we've been talking about. I do know, Matt, we've got a good 9 people, I think, waiting online to come and have readings with us. So it looks like we're going to have a busy night. But before we do that, I think if I do give the number out, just in case anybody does want to get in touch, 760-283-4611, free calls from America, okay? 001 prefixed, 001 outside of America, 760-283-4611. You can connect via Skype when the show is live. You do need to have a Blog Talk Radio account. And this is handy for everybody. Because you get into Blog Talk Radio, sometimes it looks as though you have to create your own show. Just ignore that. Obviously, you're not going to create a show. Get yourself logged in on Blog Talk. You can come into chat. Everybody who's in chat, hello everybody, I'm not there yet, I haven't managed to get in, but you can come in and have a chat. You don't have to call in if you're a little bit shy. You can have a listen to the show. And if you do want to call in via Skype, the telephone number, if you click onto the Connecting Through the Eyes of Medium Sarah May show, you'll see the number on the right hand side, and very next to that number is a very small blue Skype button. You won't be able to use it until the show goes live, and that's 9 till 11 GMT time every Thursday. I will tell you that there is a show every evening of the week with Mike Spirit FM. Every evening of the week we have a show. So if you don't have to come on to mine, you come on to any of the shows and experience the fantastic family that we have of mediums and workers who've put a lot into their work, and we've sort of each individually have made a mark in our own right. A lot of us have been on the television, obviously we've done the radio, audiences, all sorts. We've got a multitude of different people there. So do come and get involved with Mike Spirit FM. Blog Talk Radio, okay? It's Blog Talk Radio / Mike Spirit FM, all one word. That's the way that you will click and be able to listen to the show. You're obviously listening to the show, but you could pass this information on if you want to. Also, at the end of every single show, the show is saved, and there's what we call a podcast, which is on a Blog Talk Radio, or it's on Mike Spirit FM, www.mikespirit.fm. If you just scroll down when you get onto that site, you will see, I think the next show is going to be Grant Collier's show. So he will be above me. He's on Friday. And just below that, you'll see my show on a Thursday. Below that, Jerry Humphries on the Wednesday, Nick Humphries on the Tuesday, Jeanette Coombe on the Monday, Mike Davis on the Sunday. I'm going backwards here. And Circle of Mediums, Julie Sock on the Saturday. You can listen to any of those shows. So if any of you have a reading on the show and you think, I didn't write it down, I haven't remembered it, I could kick myself because I should have said yes when I was saying no, you'll be able to listen back to the reading as many times as you like. Okay, so that's just walking you through the way it works. I'd like to thank you all for listening. You know, we wouldn't be a show if we didn't have you listeners, and that's all of us hosts on Mike Spirit FM. You know, and our fantastic guests, the likes of Matthew James, and you'll see many guests coming on the shows as well. So there's always something different going on for you. So there we go. Matt, I think we go over to a song, and yep. I've chosen this song because to me, I've been thinking about my friends, Matt. Okay, my special friends who I know that I can rely on in times of need, and we've all got them. Okay, sometimes there's friends that fall by the wayside. They may travel with you a little bit and then go off. Some of them may upset you or hurt you. That's fine. You know, life changes and we move on. But there's usually with all of us a frame of friends that you can always go to where you know. You can just be yourself. There's never going to be any jealousy or nastinesses. But they will purely put you first and have you at heart. And this is for my friends and in turn for you, everybody out there, you Matt, Ken the producer, your friends in turn, your special friends. And we have Joe Cocker, The Little Help from My Friends.
To sing out of key, yeah. Oh baby, how do you
know?
All I need is my brother. I say I'm gonna get high. I don't even say it no more. Gonna get down and I'm afraid. Yeah.
Do you see anybody?
All I need is love.
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, fantastic. So, Little Apps and Our Friends by Joe Cocker, and I've managed to get into the chat room, everybody. And Matt's in there. You're in the chat room, aren't you, Matt?
I certainly am. I've been putting some smileys up.
That's it.
Entertaining the crowds.
And his lovely wife, Chris, is in there as well. Okay. I hope you don't mind me mentioning Chris in there, Matt, but she's in
Not
there.
Not at all. I'm reading. Hi, Sarah. Did Matthew mention we are doing UK in September, October? That's a real plug, isn't it?
You didn't mention that, did you, Matt?
I've just mentioned it now.
Yeah, you're coming over to the UK, aren't you, in September? So we're all going to meet up then.
Yeah, we're endeavouring to. Yeah, I mean it's a scenario of obviously we've got to get flights organised, we've got to get some work done over there because it's pointless coming over for a week. Cause it's such a long flight. So we're endeavouring to get some work together, get some old connections made, and obviously organise some things with you guys.
Yeah, definitely. We've also got my mate Kev Masters in there. I've just seen Kev Masters in there. Quite a few people in that chat room. I'd like to say thank you so much. And I think some of your followers in there, Matthew.
Hopefully. Hopefully there is. I've noticed a few on the Facebook page are going to be listening in, some of our friends and the like over here in Australia, but I can't see any in the chat room.
All right. Get on in there, you folks. Come on, let's back Matt. Matt, you're going to be doing a show on your own soon, aren't you? When's that? Tell us all about it.
I believe it's the very next show. It's the Monday night show, isn't it? I'm standing
Monday.
In. Yeah. So it's obviously Tuesday morning again. Tuesday morning here for us. As yet, I haven't got a theme for it because I know Mike wanted a bit of a brief description of what I'm going to do on the evening. But I imagine it'll be a bit of my favourite music. Obviously, readings, live readings through the radio. People can obviously phone in. I'll probably do a little bit about my background, who I am, who is Matthew James, what does he do, what makes me tick. Just a few conversations, and maybe, who knows, I might even try and get a bit of a guest to phone in, or I might get somebody in, and might even try and do some psychic development online. Who knows? Not that it's totally planned yet.
I'm excited. Well, we're listening, Matt. I don't think I'm working on my so I'm going to be listening. I might come in the chat room as well just to back you. Okay. So I'm looking forward to that. So everybody, Matt James, let loose on his own on the radio. And I'm sure he's going to be...
I've done it before on Blog Talk Radio. It's just getting your head around the fact that you've got the studio in front of you. You've got to remember to mute your mic and switch your mic back on. I made a few little boo-boos last time round.
You've done television as well, haven't you, Matt?
I did Psychic TV over here, Psychic TV Oz, which is it's related to the UK one in name only, because it wasn't the same company, but it's exactly the same format where obviously you're a studio guest. You're invited on. You do reading. People text in. People video voicemails, and you're going to do the instant readings there and then. But you're mainly on the phone line in the background. I have done that. I did that. I think I did it for about 5 episodes.
Yeah. I did the opposite side to that one. It's no longer there. Channel 885. I presented on 885.
Have you not?
We have. It's on Channel 886. I will tell everybody that. Psychic TV is Channel 886, Sky Television. But there was a channel that there was a couple of shows on that ran their term on Channel 885, Psychic First and Psychic World.
I heard about Psychic First, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I used to present on there because you didn't have a presenter on our shows. You had to do the presenting and you had to do all of the psychic work as well until towards the end with Psychic World TV, they started to use presenters, which is my lovely friend. I don't know if he's listening in, Nick Stepani. He does my voiceovers and a lot of the voiceovers for us on Mike Spirit FM. And he presented me. Which was not a good idea in some respects, but it was in others. Because when they said, I was the first one to go on where they had a presenter. And I said, okay, fine. And the shifts were a lot longer. I think it was something like 5 hours, 6 hours.
Wow.
You're there the whole day. But I was doing 4-hour shows on my own and with a satelliter from home. And they said, I said, well, who am I working with? And they said, Nick Stepani. And I said, oh, dear. I said, don't you like him? I said, well, I love him to bits, but we will laugh all the way through the show. And, you know, Matt, we did.
Yeah.
We laughed all the way through the show. We couldn't help it because we're bad gigglers. And the boss had come in. They'd cut it short the first day because they hadn't got the graphics sorted. And Nick and I went for lunch with a lady called Fran McDonald. I don't even know Fran McDonald. She works on Psychic TV as well. And we came back, and the boss was there, this new boss. And she said, how are you doing? I said, oh, fine, how are you? And she said, I watched you today. I said, you didn't, did you? She said, yeah. I said, I laughed all the way through it. She said, I know. She said, I found it very entertaining. But we just laughed. We giggled like mad. And even, you know, you had 20 minutes where you were live, and then you had a 3-minute break where you run. You literally get out your seat, you run, you go to the toilet, you get a drink.
Oh, God.
You know, go for cigarettes. Yeah. I don't smoke, but I'd go out with them, you know, because you just, it's almost like everybody run. And then everybody runs back in. But after the first break, we were laughing that much and giggling. We did manage to present the show well, but we sat there chuckling with our shoulders going up and down. And he said, what are we going to do? I said, get water, just get water, somebody get water. And we laughed all the way through the break until we got back on the television. So there you go.
Oh,
the antics of live television. But
you know when you can't do it, you do it. That's right. Well, I mean, the thing with us, it would be the filming, the actual filming of it was from about 11 o'clock at night until about 2 o'clock in the morning. So you're absolutely knackered at that time. And you supposedly had like a 2 minute or 3 minutes to actually do a reading with somebody, whether it was a phone reading or a video reading. But there was one particular presenter who would wait until it was me to go. She decided to go to the toilet. And what would happen is you're coming out of your last call in the booth. And one of the management team would say, right, well, can you make sure that your first reading is a little bit longer because she needs to go to the toilet again? And it was quite a long walk down the corridor to where the toilets were, and it's a bit of a haunted corridor, a traditionally haunted corridor. And I'm going, hang on a minute, I can't say any more to this person. I've got to be all smiles because the TV's on me. But I'm running out of bloody thing to do. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. And it was an absolute pain in the bum when a certain person wanted to go to the toilet all the time.
Funny, isn't it, Matt? But do you find radio? I find radio more difficult than television.
I don't know. I just find with radio that what I like about it is the fact that you have an audience that's listening in. There's probably about 60, 70, 80% of them are completely open-minded and they're there and they're encouraging you to get connections for people. It's about the 20% who are thinking, oh yeah, there's no way this guy can do it. There's no way that person can do it. They actually egg me on because it makes me more determined that I'm going to get a connection.
Yes, yes. You know, I used to be the same. I don't so much now, Matt, because it takes a lot of energy. I think to myself, yeah, we've got nothing to prove, really. We're just instruments.
That's right.
Passes information on. We can't say, excuse me, Uncle Bill, I want you to come through because this person wants a specific question answered.
It's actually funny you should actually use that name there. I mean, I know that we can't do readings for each other online, but I have an Uncle Bill in spirit.
Oh, you know, did your Uncle Bill have glasses on? Because you know when you were saying...
Yeah, he certainly did.
I was looking at your Skype picture and you were saying about, you know, when you saw trance over that lady. I was looking at you and I was thinking, well, I'm going. Matt's changing, the face is changing, there's glasses on him.
Yeah, well, it's just to cut a long story short, that's my dad's brother Bill and he emigrated over to Australia. And when we actually moved to Australia, unfortunately, he passed. I never actually got to see him over here. But him and my dad are around me all the time. And I'm often hearing in my head, it's Bill, it's Bill, it's Bill. And I know darn well it's not from a client. I know it's my Uncle Bill. So it's quite ironic that you, on the live air, go, oh, and you mention just randomly a name.
We'll go into that. I'll give you a reading, Matt, one of the days. Okay, I'll give you a private reading. We'll do a swap. But meanwhile, back at the ranch.
That's right.
I'm going to somebody in private chat very quickly before we go over to the callers. I do apologise to my producer because I've typed things twice and he's saying, have you typed things twice? Yes, I have. And I do apologise. Somebody in private chat here, Matt, has said, and I wouldn't normally bring stuff through from chat because we've got live readings, so don't encourage everybody. But Lilana, I'm having trouble right now getting motivated with proceeding with mediumship development. Any suggestions on how to get more focused? I really want to help people, and I know I am a sensitive. Oh, lovely. What do you think, Matt?
It's funny thing is I mean, I've got an instant answer for that because I get so many clients saying, look, I've got development. I don't know what to do. What I actually advise people is to actually have a paranormal night or a girlies night in at home and get all people in who are all into the same thing and get people to bring tarot cards, get people to swap items of jewelry to do psychometry. And it's all about practice. It's all about trying it out. It's all about being a little child and playing with these things. So what I would recommend is to have a girlies night in, and instead of having an Ann Summers party or a Tupperware party, have a psychic evening where everybody just practices and plays with each other.
Max.
I know what I said, I realise that. I mean play with each other's jewellery.
I'm bad. That's my mind for you.
I realise yes, what I said then.
I know, Matt. Hey, but the thing is, don't scare each other. Because
no,
when
that's right.
I used to have a group, and the one girl used to say to this other one, Candyman's coming.
Oh,
and she
God.
Used to get really scared, you know, she used to put the shivers up her. And if we used to see spirits walking past us, and they used to run and scream, and I used to say to them, "What are you doing here? You're developing, you get used to seeing this kind of stuff." And when I actually took them through it and said, "Look, the guy's just looking at us. He's a little bit scared of you. He's more scared of you than you are of him. So, you know, let's tune in and see what he wants." And he just wanted to be seen, really. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah,
don't scare
each
other.
Yeah, sorry. I keep interrupting you. I'm sorry. It's just...
Okay.
No, we've got a good medium friend over here, and he won't go on Ghost Bus because he's frightened to see, in case he sees ghosts. But he's a medium.
That's like me, Matt. You see, I'm not a good ghost hunter because I get rid of them.
I attract them like flies, me.
I just think you shouldn't be here. So the ghost hunters don't often invite me along, but I try not to. I try not to do it. Because I know it's for people to experience, you know. And there's a guy who's fantastic. He was a producer with me on Sky TV, and his name is Don Phillips. Look out for Don Phillips.
I've actually heard of Don Phillips over here.
You haven't, have you? Yeah. He will be impressed.
That's a familiar. It is. It's a very familiar name.
GSI Paranormal. And he is really down to earth. There's no messing about with Don. You know, he could be the skeptic, the way that he works. He needs the absolute proof. So anyway, but I haven't managed to get rid of any of his ghosts, so that's not so bad. Anyway, I've been rabbiting on Matt, and we've got callers on the line. I do apologise, everybody. I know there's been a little bit of a wait. I can't help it, because when Matt comes on, I like to have a bit of a chat. So, Matt, would you like to take our first caller?
I can do.
Okay.
With pleasure.
Okay, we have a lady by the name of Paige online. Are you there, Paige?
Hi, how are you?
Hello, darling. Sorry to have kept you waiting.
No,
okay?
It's fine. I love the show. I don't mind waiting at all.
Ah, thank you, Paige. I'm going to pass you over to the fantastic Matt James.
Okay.
Hi, Paige.
Hi.
Paige. How are you today?
Fine, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Where are you calling from, Paige?
I am in Texas.
I am in Texas. The reason why I actually just asked where you were was I just needed a little bit more of your voice vibration, because I do actually work on voice vibration very much.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why I'm asking, I'll just give my information first before you actually ask your question. I just wanted to try and confirm that the grandparents that I've actually got here, grandfather and grandmother, are actually with you. And
oh,
my
wow.
sense is that they are. And I understand the grandmother, they've been waiting as long as you've been waiting to communicate, because I was picking this lovely couple up probably about half an hour ago. Can you confirm that the particular grandmother would have had a throat or a mouth problem, a bit of a dry throat or a bit of a sore throat? Do you remember that at all?
Sometimes she did, yes.
Yeah, because this is what I was actually feeling. And the grandfather was pointing to his chest or his heart area. Now, he wasn't being specific, but I would imagine it was a bit of both. He probably would have had indigestion, but he also would have had probably a heart condition as well.
Yes.
Because these two were waiting quite patiently. They seem to be implying that what you are ringing in is over a relationship issue.
Oh, wow. Well, that's one of my questions, yes.
Right. Now, what grandfather was actually saying was, and he was quite actually, when he was giving me this information, quite a little bit agitated, and he was going on about issues, quote-unquote issues, concerns, and he wanted to know why did someone leave, why did he leave, why? I don't know what he's relating to, but that was his question.
Okay, I guess because the person is stubborn and wants to have their own way all the time.
But you understand someone leaving, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Grandfather is, I'm going to say, very angry because he's, you've been left in the lurch.
Well,
lurch is a very pommy term from being left in the brown stuff a little bit. And I am filtering information because I believe grandfather would want, when he got a bit agitated and a little bit upset, he tended to swear a little bit. That's why I'm saying brown stuff. I'm not saying the other word because this is live radio. And I'm trying to explain that when I'm talking to you, I'm not talking to you on your own. There are other people listening, and some of those people might get offended, like members
of
the family get offended when he used to swear. And the guy now is, your grandfather is now showing me his favourite chair, and I believe his chair did rock a little bit.
I was just going to say rocking chair, yeah.
And he's actually, all I'm going to say is that, he reckons this gentleman really isn't worth it. May have been in a bad situation, but the scenario is you can always get yourself out of bad situations. You thrive on getting yourself and other people out of bad situations.
True.
And you never look back, so why are you looking back?
I don't know. I feel like sometimes a person is your soulmate and for some reason you can't get them out your system, but you know it's not good for you, so you just leave it alone.
Well, what they're also trying to say to me is, and now timing, I will always state to people that timing is very, very difficult. It relies on the fact that the timeline that we're now in remains the same. But what they're reckoning, as it stands now, by March this year, they reckon that you've got somebody else in tow.
Okay.
Now, what they're actually reckoning is you don't have to look very far. If you were to look up with eyes open now, you would notice this person who is paying you a bit of attention. And they reckon you're going to say, but I don't know anybody else. I don't know of anybody who is paying me any attention. And the feeling I'm getting is that maybe you've forgotten what affectionate eyes look like. Maybe you've forgotten what a pass looks like or what a pass feels like. But apparently somebody is very, very interested in you now, but you are not noticing them.
This is true. I am not noticing them. You're right.
But there are men folk around you. There are quite, and I don't want it to sound like, hey, you're the opposite to a womanizer, because you're not. But you have a lot of man friends, don't you?
I do.
There's one in particular, they're saying, and I'm not necessarily wanting you to place me this name, but we are on. It's a fact. It's a common name that they're wanting to resonate. A Peter, a Paul. It's as common as a Peter or a Paul. Now, they don't want to give the exact name because there is a timing thing here. They said the exact name, and this applies to a lot of readings. Sometimes they will not give the exact name in case you suddenly preempt something and you connect with somebody too soon and it kind of destroys the timeline. But what they're saying is it will be a common name. And you do have a common name like a Peter or a Paul or a John or a Tony, one of the very, very traditionally common names. It will be somebody of that type of name who will be interested in you.
Okay. That makes sense.
Because they don't want to give you a diary. They don't want to say on such and such a day or such and such a day, because you'll live by it.
Okay.
Now, is that, I assume that's answered one question, but he did say issues. So what's your other issue, Paige?
Okay. I have a daughter that's getting ready to go away to university. And she's old enough. She'll be 20 this year, but I am just a nervous wreck with worry. I don't know why. She'll be fine, but I guess I'm missing her. She didn't even walk out the door yet.
Right. Is there an ex? There's obviously an ex-partner. You and her father live separate lives, don't you?
Right, but we are together, if that makes sense.
But you live separate lives.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Because all I'm going to say is that your life is with your daughter. His life is, oh, God, grandmother just said, with another floozy. Oh, sorry, that's what she said. That was her words. I was about to say something else, and straight away, as clear as day on my head, that's the words that she said. So you're the one that's going to be looking after your daughter. You're the one that's going to be providing for her. You're the one that's going to be encouraging her. You're the one that's going to be on the phone in the early hours when she's saying, Mom, I don't think I can do my exams tomorrow. Mom, I don't think I can stay on the course. And all you are going to do basically is reassure this girl. Because I've got completely honest, because I'm being as honest as the connection that's coming through, and they're being as blunt as anything. She's going to find this very uphill, this university course. It's being away from you that is this, and she's frightened of the separation as well.
Yes, she is.
She's frightened of the mum being on her own and not being there for you. So all I'm going to actually say is what I would do is I'd treat her to a phone. I'd treat her to a phone that she can make as many calls to you as she can, and say that you can ring me whenever you want.
Right, I've done that, yes.
Because what I understand is that she will face her fear. She will face her fear, and the biggest fear really is being away from you. Forget a father. She probably loves a father to bits, but it's being away from you is what they're emphasizing here.
Okay.
But this clear sign for me is I've been shown, or I've heard the word endurance. And then whenever I hear endurance, it means that she's in it for the long term.
Good, that's good. But that means she'll do well. Good, that's good, yeah.
She's a bit like a mum, apparently. A mum like...
I know it.
That's what they're saying. That you, just to reassure you that with you being on the end of the phone, that is all that she will need, because every now and again, she'll be thinking, she'll know she has to ring Mom because there's something up with Mom. She just knows.
I understand.
It's a strong connection, Paige, that you have with your daughter, and
I did at first, because a few months ago she was kind of distanced, but I think it was because she knows she was going away and she wanted to kind of distance herself.
Oh, it's more than that. That's what grandmother's saying. It's somebody talking in her ear.
Uh-oh.
Like, I don't know if somebody's been, like, using her as a bit of a weapon, or trying to talk her out of the course, or I don't know, but somebody was talking in her ear, apparently.
You mean to try to get her not to go away?
Yeah.
Well, I know her oldest brother doesn't want her to go, because even though she's old enough, he still looks at her like they're 10 years apart, and he looks at her as a little baby still.
He's jealous. Plain jealous.
Oh,
but it's not a nasty jealous. It's a what am I going to do without you, sister? Type of thing.
Yes, that's exactly. Yeah, that's how he feels.
And I can't do what you do, and I can't come and join you, and I'm missing out on so much because you'll have all those friends, and I won't be able to experience them. It's that type of vibration. Can I leave your grandparents' love with you, Paige, and thank you very much for calling in, and I hope they've been a help for you.
Okay, thank you very much. My husband, you said that he's with another floozy or whatever the situation. Do you
grandmother said, oh, he'll be with another floozy, meaning that obviously there must be another one on the cards, and when she sees it's on the cards, it's obviously not happened yet. And by the way that she's saying it, she's saying it can be prevented.
I have. Okay, I got you. I got you. No problem. No worries. Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
All right, Paige.
Thank you, Sarah. Hi.
Okay, thank you, Paige, darling. Lovely to hear you. And we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay,
and
love to you.
Matt.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Wow, we've got quite a few callers in here, Matt. Should we have a bit of a marathon? see how we can do. I've got Carmen online now. Are you there, Carmen?
Hi, how are you?
Hello, sweetheart. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm here.
You're there. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
You can. Because I'm not too sure whether the connection's cutting in and out or not, because sometimes when people go quiet, I wonder if they can hear me. But as long as you can clearly hear me, you can, can't you, Carmen?
Yes, I can hear you clearly. It's just funny.
It's funny. That's me. All right, darling. Is there something specific you want me to look at, or do you just want me to link in?
I did have a question towards love. I don't ever seem to find it, and with my last ex-boyfriend, it was kind of my last hope, and I'm very heartbroken about it. But I am wondering how my sister is doing as well. She passed away 2 years ago.
Right, okay. I get physical feelings, and around a physical feeling, I've got a pain in my shoulder, but it's almost like on my right-hand side, but just below my neck. Did something happen to her around that area, sweetheart?
Nothing I'm aware of. She passed away from an allergic reaction.
Okay, so was it... I mean, I know you're saying it's an allergic reaction, but my chest, I feel pain in the top side, by the right-hand side of my shoulder, just under the neck, and it just feels really painful. Okay, just let me sort of give that to you, because that's the physical feeling that I've got, which is getting stronger as I'm talking to you as well. I feel I have a link with her, and she gives me the month of May. So is it somebody's birthday or passing around about the month of May?
No.
Anyone in the family around May, she's given me the month of May, but I don't feel this is a prediction for the future. I feel this is something that you should know of, okay?
I think she passed away in May. It was such a big blur. It was May, yes.
Yeah, because I knew it was there, sweetie. And because I do have this big pain here, and I'm just going to ask her to take it away a little bit, because she just does want to come through to you. She's talking about dancing, Carmen. Who is it that likes to go out and dance, or who is it that maybe wanted to be a dancer when they were a child?
Me. I used to want to do ballet. It never happened.
You did the ballet. Because she's just telling me about dancing, specifically about dancing and wanting to be a dancer. Okay. So she's just giving me the memory of that. Is there a 3-year gap between you, or is there a 3 connected between you somewhere?
There's 2 in between us and 8-year gap.
So there's 2 in between you. Why is she giving me the number 3? Is it the third, or is it 3 on a door? I can see a number 3.
3 sisters.
Ah, that's
maybe,
probably what it is
know.
Then, sweetheart. Yep, you're right, that's fine. I've got a 3. Okay. Did you miss your bus or something, or did you miss an appointment or something, Carmen, recently?
An appointment?
Yeah?
Yeah, I always miss medical appointments, though, for work.
Okay, because she's just saying didn't get there, missed the appointment. Okay, and that's the feeling that I'm getting. So that must be obviously, as you know, connected around your work. Who's Lauren or Laurie or Laura? Could be a side, might not be in spirit.
No idea.
Is she at work?
Yes. I work with all men.
Ah, okay, but just take that name anyway, because she's on the sidelines somewhere, and I feel like she's on the earth plane. I do want to give you a Lauren, so have a think about a Lauren, because she's just given me that name for you as well. And who's got the April birthday, Carmen?
I'm sorry, the April birthday?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know.
April. Have a think about it, because she's telling me about April. Now, I'm walking up some stairs to a doorway, and doorway is white, okay? And there's almost like it's quite a wide staircase, okay? Is this something about a house that you already know of, a property that you already know of, that is high up and elevated? Or are you
it's
looking
her
at
house.
Okay, because I'm going up the stairs and I feel like it's elevated and I've got a white door in front of me. But when I look at the white door, symbolically, she's showing it me as beautiful, pure white light. Okay, so what she's saying is she's safe, she's happy, and she's well looked after. Do you understand? So please don't think that she's gone over to the spirit world
okay.
and she's not okay, because she is. Okay, she's telling
okay.
me that. In about, I get September is quite a strong link with you as well, Carmen, because she's telling me about September, okay, and she's showing me number 11, because I can see number 11, okay, so do take that number as well, as being either something that you may know or something that's coming in for you. It isn't September 11, because I've just said September 11, I've just realised that. Unless, of course, you know of people around that, you know, where there's been some losses. But I got September, but I got number 11 with you as well. Okay. Around the guy,
okay.
did you, am I going back 3 months where there was a fallout with a guy?
No, that was my ex-boyfriend, 3 months.
It was or wasn't, say?
We were together for 3 months.
Oh, so the 3 months was you being together. That's not long, is it, darling? Let's have a look. You did nothing wrong. Okay? I know. Don't worry about it. Some, you know, at the beginning of a relationship, everybody wants it to work. But we've got to be honest with each other as well. You know, we've got to know that this is going to go forward and grow into the future. Okay? And I think you had a few doubts anyway. I know you were madly in love with him and you got hurt with this and you didn't expect this to happen. But to me, there was something not quite right anyway. It wasn't quite the right gel for you. Okay? I've got a boxer around you for some reason. Who is it that does the boxing?
No one that I know of.
We'll wait for him to come in then, because I feel like I've got quite a fit guy who is emotionally fit, intellectually fit, and physically fit. Okay? He's got all of these attributes. He knows what he's about, and I feel he's quite a confident person as well. All right?
Okay.
I want to give you the name Andy. Who's Andy? Andrew, Andy.
Andrew, or Andy. Nobody that can come to mind. I'm sorry.
No, it might be this guy, Andy, Andrew. Okay. I just get a sense that he's going to come in. He'll be quite shy, though, in the beginning, which I think is quite a good thing, because you're not going to be given any expectations from this person. It's not going to be all of the flannel. You know, you get all the flannel and then it all falls through. Do you understand? He's going to be quite shy and quite reserved with you. So you will feel quite comfortable, okay? You don't need somebody to flower you up and tell you really nice things. You don't need that. Yes, when you enter a relationship, you do, but not right at the beginning. Sometimes that can be too much. And I think this has probably been the case. The hopes have been built up and then they get dropped, okay? But this one isn't going to do this, okay? Okay, so that's as far as I'm going to go with you, because we've got lots of callers online. Listen back to the podcast,
okay.
Sweetheart, and see if you can pick up the bits that you didn't get. Okay, and lots of love to you. Lots of love from your sister. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in, Carly, sweetheart. Okay, now I'm just wondering who the next caller is online for us to hand over to Matt. Let's have a quick look. We have 901, extension 901. Who's calling?
Hello, this is Louise.
Louise? You have to repeat that again, sweetheart.
Okay, I'm in a noisy area. Hold on just a sec. Okay, it's Lenise. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Lenise, I think I've got that right.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Matt heard it better than me. I'm going to hand you over to Matt, sweetheart. Are you there, Matt?
Hello?
Matt?
Yeah, I'd put my microphone on mute. Sorry about that. Hi, Lenise. How are you?
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Memphis.
Hi. How can I help you today? Because I've got a little bit of information, but it's just a little bit scattered, to say the least, because I'm just feeling that you are right in the period of either indecision or literally looking in which direction, which to turn next. That's the sort of information that I've been provided at the moment.
Well, you're absolutely correct.
The wording that I actually got was choose, love, study, work. Hi,
okay, go ahead.
You still I got a male spirit. It was on your father's side. I don't know if it's your actual father, but I would certainly say I've got a grandfather here, and he's literally saying you've literally now got to choose which direction you're taking. You can't. It's like you're scattered. Your thoughts are scattered at the minute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a case of, I mean, the words I'm getting are everything's been fragmented. It's been obviously one major trauma after another major trauma, and those human beings can only cope with so much trauma. You seem to have had to cope with more than the average, and at this point in your life, it's a case of, it doesn't matter what you choose, it's something to focus on.
Okay. I understand that.
You're apparently very gifted psychically yourself. You're very creative, very imaginative. And I don't know if there is a life coach or a counsellor in you, but that is what somebody is actually suggesting to me at the moment you should consider, either counselling or life coaching, because of all the experiences that you've had on a personal level.
Okay.
Now, I just need to just sort of identify who this gentleman is. First thing I'm going to ask is, would you know that there is a grandfather on your father's side, and would he have at any time in your life, his words are coached, so would he have in some way looked after you as a child, your father's father?
Well, maybe when I was very, very young, when I was like an infant, and like 2 to 3 years old, I was in their household. But
right.
After there was... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your father's still on the earth plane, isn't he?
No, he's crossed over. As a matter of fact, I was right there with him when he did.
Okay, so this is why I got this. I didn't know whether I had your father or your grandfather. I've more than likely got both. And I believe I've got an aunt as well. And I believe there is another member of your mum's side of the family here. So I have four people here. And the whole,
okay.
They're all silent witnesses at the minute. Their hands are tied. They are powerless. I believe you're in what's termed a bit of a karmic return scenario, where you are learning life's lessons. And when you are learning life's lessons, their hands are tied. All they can do is hope that you come through this tunnel and they will be there on the other side to help you. And then the way it's been said doesn't mean you're passing. I just realized what I've just said. You're going through a dark tunnel at the minute, and they can't do anything about it until you get out the other side.
Okay. Well, thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah, I don't know if you've got a depression, and this is what this dark tunnel is.
Well, I guess you could say that because a lot has happened, and I'm realizing that there's a time that I do need to make some decisions and go forward with something because, you know, as you stated, I know I'm gifted, I'm very creative, and it's like, well, why am I not using this and why is it not working for me, whereas I can, you know, help myself and help others as well.
Father's just told me that he was rather tactless with things that he used to say. He used to say things without realizing what he'd said, and I realized what I'd said before, and it was your father's influence, and he apologizes for a lot of instances where he said the wrong thing to you.
Yeah. Mhm.
Because it would just come out, and he didn't realize what he was saying. And I don't know if that was because he had dementia or he was going senile, but he didn't know what he was saying at times.
Yeah, that's so true.
Because I realized what I was saying. I mean, I was horrified, like somebody was trying to say to you, they'll be there for you on the other side. And I'm thinking, but she's not passing. It's nothing to do with it. What you're telling me. And what somebody's saying, well, actually, it's a spiritual death that she's going through. You're going through the long, dark night of the soul, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Earlier this year, I quit eating and I cried for about 2 months or so, lost 44 pounds. And it just seemed like I was just dying or something, but I came through it.
That is what we call the long dark night of the soul. The only way I can explain it on a spiritual level is it is a personality or a personality shell that does actually get shed, and it does actually feel that you're in mourning, and it does feel that part of you has died. And it is a very, very, very painful process because you're going through all the death throes, but you're on the earth plane.
Mm-hmm.
What comes in with that?
Scary.
What comes in with that is what I call the blank script, which means that you're in a little bit of a loose end. You can't make any progress in your life. When you look to your future, you can't literally see anything.
Yes, and that's scary too. You're right. It's like a blank script.
I explain to people, the best way of putting it is that what you have agreed to do on the earth plane, you have come to the end of that script. Now, rather than go back to the spirit world and have to go through all the childhood stuff thing and what it, all that again to get to this point, what you've literally gone is, okay, give me another script. I'm still here. I've survived. I've endured something. I've paid something off. I've survived this time round. Give me something else. And unfortunately, you're in a period, or you've been in a period where you're in the ad lib stage, a bit like an actor on a stage who's not got a script yet, he's got to perform in front of a camera.
Yes.
And I firmly believe that what's been said to me from a grandfather is that there are scripts, there is theatre, or there is stage around you, and you don't realise it.
Okay.
So can I ask where there is a connection with somebody who can write scripts or does theatre, because that is around you, because there's nothing by chance when they give me information. And I'm standing on a stage and I'm trying to learn some lines and I go, what the hell, I can't learn it. I'm doing an audition, I'm going to ad lib. And that's been applied to you, apparently.
And that's something that I would love to do. I would love to have that type of change in my life.
Well,
you know,
there is an uncle.
Okay.
There is an uncle here, and I believe he is on your mother's side, and this guy is speaking up. So I'm sensing very strongly I've got a mum's brother here. Now, you may well have been a child, or you might have been young when this guy was lost, but he firmly believes that there is very much an actor, very much a writer in you. He's not talking about Hollywood Lights. He's not talking about anything of that nature. But he is talking about it being done on an amateur level, on an interest level, to lift your self-esteem.
Okay, that's what I'm doing now. Before we got on the phone, I got this iPad, and it has a notepad on there. And ever since yesterday, I've been writing and writing, and I've been told that I'm a writer according to my birth chart. and it's really feeling good. And that gave me this theme. It's called Women Who Walk in the Goddess Energy. And I'm just writing about that, and it seems like it's being channeled, but I'm writing about that as we speak. And I got this feeling that I'm supposed to do something with this, and I said, okay, well, tell me what to do. So now I'm just still writing about it.
Well,
as I was listening to
this. I've obviously got the same download, because I know there's a gentleman here, and he's pushing you, and he's pushing you into getting the stuff done, and then the connections will be provided, and it will be like an amateur dramatics or a theatre or something of that nature, where you can then say, look, I've actually written this, what do you guys think?
Okay.
So you've mentioned you're in Memphis.
Yes.
They ain't talking about Memphis, girl, they're saying. I ain't talking about Memphis here, and this is the accent I've got. Obviously, clearly, you've got to put things in a suitcase and you've got to travel.
Okay. Well, where must I go? I know I've got to travel, but...
Well, the scenario is I'm shown a compass. And the compass it doesn't really matter in what direction. It's just literally let the compass take you. It's this phase of your life where let's not actually make any plans, because whenever you make any plans, you know that those plans are not going to happen. You've just got to, it's all about action, having some action, getting some action in your life. That is what's being said. That's the most important thing. Action.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. My plans don't pan out. That is true.
just
wow.
Take a direction. Even if you were to say, look, good, I'm going to go and live in Alaska, and that's not a prediction. I'm not predicting Alaska. I'm just using it as an example. Hey, I'm going to go and I see myself in 12 months in Alaska. You just head in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what it is. It's the fact that you're choosing, you're making a choice. It's all about making a choice at the moment.
Okay. Wow. Can I ask you another question? Why am I not in a relationship, and what is the holdup with that? Or is there one coming in soon?
Right. You are not in a relationship at the moment because I understand that you've been put to one side so you can focus on yourself. If you were to look for a relationship at the moment, you would not be able to choose because you don't know the type or the person that you're interested in, because you don't know yourself at the moment. And what I got shown was it's a little bit like the onion skin's been taken off. There's a different person come out, and you've got to analyze that person, and you've got to get to know that person, and you've got to find out what type of person that person is interested in. But they are guaranteeing that by the time, on the eve of 2014, you will have somebody in your life. They're not saying when, as in September, October, January. They're not saying that. All they're basically saying is you've got to get to know yourself first. Then you know what type of person you will be attracted to, because you'll find now that you're going to be attracted to a different type of person.
Okay. You said by 2014.
I know it sounds a long way off because we're only just in 2013, but the way that it is emphasized to me, it's probably going to be a lot sooner than December. It's just that December 2013 is a virtual guarantee that if you look at that date, you've got somebody around you.
Okay.
Now, can I leave this bunch of relations, love, with you? Because I know we've got a lot of other callers online. And by the number of people that I've got here, I could literally be with you for a couple of hours.
Okay.
Because they're all very talkative.
There we go. If you want to connect privately with Matt, sweetheart, you're very welcome to do so. Matt, how do people get hold of you?
My website, www.matthewjamesmedium.com. It's all one word, it's two T's in Matthew. There is a bookings page, a readings page on there, all about the prepayments with PayPal, Skype readings, face-to-face readings, phone readings, video readings. It's all on the website. That's probably going to be the easiest way to actually get contact with me. I'm also on Facebook. I've got a public figure page. It's MJ Medium. It's Matthew James Medium is the public figure page. And that also is dead easy as well.
Okay. That's for everybody if they want to re-listen back to the show to catch hold of Matt's details there and connect with him privately. He's there available to do private readings as well. I'd like you to thank you for coming onto the show, sweetheart, and wish you all the best of love and luck for the future. Okay. I think she may have gone. She may have gone. Okay. Lovely. We've got caller 616 online next. 616, are you there?
Yes, hi. I'm here.
Hello, darling. I feel like I'm calling aeroplanes in when I call these numbers out.
Oh.
616, are you there? You know, just imagine some sort of transmission from somebody, which obviously we've got with you. What's your name, sweetheart?
My name is Joan.
Hello, Joan. Lovely to connect with you. How do you want to do this? Do you want to ask me something, or do you want me to just think
with you? I really don't have a specific question. Just wondering if you can sense anyone around me, if there's any messages from spirit.
Okay. I like your voice. I like your poise. And you're quite a spirited person. I think we've got quite a lot of spiritual people coming into the show this evening. I'm not saying that everybody isn't, but I do feel that you are a clear communicator. You may not be using it at the moment, but it's almost like you have abilities. You're quite astute as well. Okay, just linking into your voice. And you know, when you gave me the name Joan, I actually got Joan of Arc. So I don't know whether that goes back as an ancestor with you somewhere. Okay, not that anything bad's going to happen to you. But when you said Joan, I felt prominently Joan of Arc. Okay. Let's have a look and see what we've got with you.
Okay, thank you. I'm rubbing
my hands with you, sweetheart. I'm sitting here and I'm rubbing my hands and I'm thinking. And I'm almost going, what shall I do next? So get a feeling that you've been pretty bored. Okay, or a little bit lost. Okay,
yeah.
And wanting to make some changes. And I get a sense that you've been talking to a gentleman maybe in the spirit world and asking him to come closer to you. Okay, well, you know, sometimes like, you know, I mean, my mum and dad are up in spirit, and sometimes I'll say, Mom, I need you, and sometimes it'll be Dad. To me, with you, it's a gentleman who's close to you, sweetheart. Okay, and this. Your friend.
Yes.
Did he have internal bleeding or stomach problems?
I don't know. I don't think so. He passed of heart attack early.
Ah, no. Okay. Who's the person with the tummy? Internal bleeding. Something wrong in my tummy. Some rupture or something going on in my stomach area.
It could have been my father. My father, yes.
Ah, okay. He's in spirit.
Yes.
Ah, it is your dad, darling. Because, you know, when I said I'd either call Mum or Dad, I had a feeling I've got your dad with me. And I'm not dismissing the friend, okay? We'll see if we can bring him in as well. But first of all, your dad's taking precedence because he wants to come in around you.
Okay.
He shows me a blue car or a blue truck or something like that. Who is it that's got the blue car or the blue truck? Or had?
I had a blue car. Yeah.
You've got the blue car. I'm not mentioning your car because anything bad's happening. It's just evidential. He's with you when you're in your car. Do you sing in your car?
Yeah, I do.
Do you sometimes sing without music, though? You know, sometimes when the radio isn't on.
Oh, I try.
Because I'll get
not
a sense
very well,
the radio's
though.
Not on. Now, I sing with the radio because I know I'm not very good, but I think when you don't turn the radio on and you sing, and I get a sense that your dad's around you then, okay?
Okay.
Who's Michael around you, Joan?
Pardon? What was that?
Michael. Who's Michael?
Oh, I don't know any Michaels. No, not that I can think of right now.
Okay. Might be somebody's middle name, but just think about it because it's been given to me and I'll give it to you. Right. Well, you were just going to ask
It's funny that you mentioned the car, because I just drove 2,000 miles across the country by myself, and I felt a spirit with me. Asked for protection, and I...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably my dad.
Okay. Yeah, it was your dad, darling. So that's very relevant with you, isn't it? Because it's almost like you've done that journey, you've got there, and he's saying, he's come through me to say to you, yes, I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody likes gherkins. I can just see a jar of pickled gherkins or pickled onions or something to do with pickles. Who is it that's fond of pickles?
My younger sister.
Okay, so he's telling me about the pickles and the gherkins.
Okay.
Is there a Diane or a Dion around you?
Diane. I know a few Dianes.
That's it, that's fine.
And not relatives.
No. You may bump into one or they may get in contact with you.
Okay.
I want to give you number 77, but my feeling is 1977. Was there a birth or a passing in
1977? Not that I can think of right now.
I've
just gotten out of high school.
Oh, right, okay, but I've still got 1977, so there will be a link there somewhere, sweetheart, because I've been given it. I also feel I want to give you the 18th of April as well.
That you want to what?
18th of April.
April 18th. Okay, I'm writing all this down. I'm sure things will come to me once I hang up. And I'll,
okay, just take the 18th of April.
Okay.
Okay. And who's Paul?
An uncle.
Is he in spirit, sweetie, or is he on the earth plane? Yeah, I know he is, because my hand goes to the right here. So is he mom's side there rather than dad's?
No, dad's side.
He's on dad's side. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Has he got his mom with him?
Yeah.
My hand gestures as though mom and Paul, okay?
I've
got mom and Paul. So we've got
mm-hmm.
quite a few here. You've got your dad,
mm-hmm.
I presume your dad's brother Paul, and the mom, the nan.
Yeah, okay.
She's surrounded here. Now, the question you have is you're a little bit lost and you don't know where to go, even though you've done this long-distance travel. Okay. And you're not really to know at the moment is the feeling that I get, sweetheart, because I feel like you've got to unfold a few things before you decide what you want to do yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I see a parcel coming towards you as well. I don't know whether you've ordered something, but I see a parcel coming towards you, and I'm unwrapping a parcel, and this is coming within the next 2 or 3 weeks. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know whether it's connected around your work or your college or what it is, but it's almost like, you know, symbolically, when I would open it up from a symbolic point of view, I'm looking into a telescope.
Mm-hmm.
I feel drawn to the stars. I feel drawn to the galaxy. I feel drawn to maybe you're discovering something. You're almost like looking into astrology or something like that. Okay, or
mm-hmm.
sort of astronomy, astrology. I'm not saying that you did this on your course, but where you've travelled the land, I feel like you're going to travel the sky as well. I'm looking up, very interested in the stars with you, okay? I don't know if you look at the stars a lot, but I'm looking up and I'm very interested in them. Dad embraces you. Okay, let me see. This friend around you that had the heart attack, did he have something wrong on his left-hand side as well? Because I've got a pain on the left-hand side, a pain around the top of my ear.
Yeah.
Did he wear glasses as well, sweetheart?
Yes.
And did he have brown eyes?
Yes.
Yeah, because I can see glasses and I can see brown eyes. It's not really showing much more of his face. I don't know why. I feel like he's quite a secretive kind of person. That's the feeling that he's giving to me.
Okay.
Didn't divulge much, though you had quite a close friendship with him. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He gives me the month of January as well. He's talking about January. So is this celebrations for you or something connected around him?
My anniversary is in January.
Your wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He would obviously know about this. Was he a friend of your husband as well, sweetheart?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, he shows me a red car. He's shown me a red car or red transport of some sort.
Okay.
Not your husband's, is it?
No. No one in the family with a red car that I can...
Take the red car, and there's an X on it. I don't know if it's on a plate or whether it's a type of car that you have there, but I've got an X.
It is. It's called a Crossfire.
Is it really?
It's an
X. Very interesting.
And then
is that...
F-I-R-E.
Does somebody want one of those?
I have one. Yeah, it's my car, but it's not red.
Ah, okay.
It's
still got a red car.
It's
there.
A little. Yeah, it's a little sports car. Maybe that's why.
The X is your car. So he's been with you then, as well. You've had a couple of people with you. Do you want to ask me one quick question before I call off from the speaker?
No. I've been smelling. I can kind of smell spirits around me. My mother-in-law comes over as a smell of toast. You know, all of a sudden I'll get a whiff of toast that nobody's making toast.
Right.
My father comes across as cigarettes. And someone came across to me a couple nights ago as gasoline.
Lavender?
And I have no idea. I've been racking my brain trying to think who this person could be.
Okay. I get lavender as well with you, sweetheart. So it's about time they bought you something nice to smell, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I agree.
Toast and cigarettes. I've got lavender around you as well, and I think this will be your grandmother. They're going to signify different things with you. The gasoline, to me, is almost like, I think that's more spiritual. But we've been talking about cars a lot, haven't we? I've talked about your car.
Yeah, we have.
A red car.
We have.
And it's nothing... dangerous or nothing to worry about.
Okay.
The gasoline is almost like a symbol of, to me, get moving.
Okay.
If you need to put we call it petrol in England, put gasoline in your car, you need gasoline in your car to get it moving.
Okay.
It's almost like your energies are low and I need a full tank. That's the way I see it, but it's a specific spirit bringing it to you.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't seeing that. I was seeing that as maybe a warning. But that makes sense that it
Yeah. I also would say to you that when you smell spirit, I mean, when I smell my mum used to wear makeup on her face, like a compact.
Mm-hmm.
When I smell it, I smell makeup, okay, and I say, my mum's here. When you smell people that are close to you, you need to look at what you're thinking at the time.
Okay.
And it's almost like an affirmation to say you're on the right track. So you know you were feeling lost?
Mm-hmm.
They're bringing you the smells to guide you with your thoughts.
Okay.
All right, darling.
I'll look at it that way then. Good. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're beautiful. Thanks ever so much for calling in. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Darling. You can listen back in the archives, sweetheart. Okay. And
okay.
There we go. There we have Joan. We're going to go over to one more song very quickly, and then we're going to come back to a few more callers and maybe a little bit of development with our Ken, the producer, and our Matthew, the guest. We'll be after this song.
Waiting there for you. Gotta take the light. night. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti, I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Hello, welcome back everybody. We're swiftly running out of time here. Are you with me, Matt?
I certainly am. I'm still here. I've remembered to put my mute button on. I got it mixed up last time, so I'm all right now.
If we could, Matt, could you do a quick, very, very quick link-up with Ken, like a psychic development? Because somebody asked a few questions earlier, didn't they?
That's right.
Would that be okay with you? Very quick, a couple of minutes if you can. Because
that's
I do know, lots. We've got so many callers on. And you callers, you're fantastic for waiting for such a long time. We can't get to everybody, but there is a show every night of the week. And, you know, thank you so much.
It's fatal when we get on, Sarah. We don't shut up.
No. I could work with you for 12 hours, Matt. Anyway,
it would be fun.
Quick. K Ken, are you there?
I am indeed, Sarah.
Hello, darling. This is our producer, everybody, the man behind the scenes who does all the hard work. I'm going to leave Ken and Matt together. Matt, I've said to Ken, quickly open your chakras. I like putting people on the spot. Go on, then.
Go on, Ken. Do your stuff, Ken, because you were spot on last time with me.
Okay, then. What I was getting is somebody involved in a donkey derby, of all things.
Donkey derby.
Donkey derby.
Okay, now, just leading you slightly, I do connect with the Blackpool area, and there are donkeys on beaches in Blackpool. I don't know if that is the connection that you're getting.
Right. Could be. Donkey derby, blue ribbon.
Blue ribbon happens to be the wife's favourite chocolate when we're in the UK that she misses over here, so I can make sense of blue ribbon.
Right. And I'm not sure, but I think this is a name of a band. White Plane.
White Snake.
White Plane.
White Snake is like
Not White Snake, White Plane.
I don't know White Plane. Don't know.
Right. I tend to think that it was a band somewhere around the 70s. But that's what I got. White Plane, Blue River, yeah. And a donkey derby.
Well, the Blackpool connect. They all kind of connect. But obviously, yeah, Blue Ribbon's definitely the wife, because, I mean, it's a case of whenever we go to anywhere here where there is an English shop or there is UK food, she's always disappointed that there isn't Blue Ribbon bars.
Has anybody been involved in something dangerous recently? Kind of frightened you in some way? Or somebody around you?
I think nothing's immediately springing to mind, but I mean, it doesn't come to mind at the minute, Ken, but that doesn't mean that there wasn't, put it that way, because my mind isn't my mind at times, because I do the work that I do, so my memory's a bit shot out at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just get the feeling that this is something that made you jump, the sort of thing. It's put you on the spot sort of thing, and made you jump like, ooh, that was strange.
The only thing that I can actually, that springs to mind, and it wasn't necessarily anything dangerous, was that was probably about a couple of weeks ago at about 11:30 at night. We got a loud knock on the door because there was a prankster. There was somebody knocking on the door as a prank, and that's the only thing that springs to mind, but it wasn't anything particularly dangerous.
No.
Wow.
But it did make you jump at the time, yeah?
It certainly made me jump at the time, yeah, because obviously you're not expecting it. 11:30 at night, somebody a loud knock on your door.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Fab. Ken, that was a real quickie. But I'm sure Matthew won't mind if we have a go after.
Not at all. Not at all. I'm pretty certain that Ken will work on those connections.
Yeah.
It was good last time.
It was. Ken, fantastic. Well done. And you know what it's like. We've got so many callers in. We're really busy. We've got people in the chat room. I will tell you that Matt's wife, Chris, has eaten wallaby, crocodile and kangaroo.
Oh, I certainly have. And emu.
Oh, no, I'm fed up with you now, Matt. I'm a vegetarian.
I've eaten shark.
We're going to bring a caller in there, but before I do that, I do want to tell everybody that's in the chat room, everybody that's holding, Grant Collier is listening in, and he has his show tomorrow, Above and Beyond with Grant Collier. So he's on at 9 o'clock. So if you don't get through today, have a go tomorrow, okay? K, Ken, who's our next caller, sweetheart?
We have area 631.
Lovely. Thank you, Ken. And this is for Matthew, but 631, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, sweetheart. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, I didn't think it was going to be me.
It's you.
It's me.
And what's your name?
Anne.
Hello, Anne, darling. I'm passing you over to Fantastic Matt James. Off you go.
Hi, Anne. Where are you calling from today?
From New York.
Hi. How's New York?
Warm, cold.
Yeah. Well, I won't make you jealous, but it's getting quite warm here in Australia at the minute. What I was actually getting, quite a while back, was can you place me who's actually nursing a broken heart at the moment? Is that you personally, or are you dealing with somebody who's nursing a broken heart?
I want to say both.
And the reason why I was asking that was I was actually, somebody was playing in the back of my mind the old White Lion classic song, Broken Heart. I was actually hearing it being played. Now, I'm taking that's the indication that I need to talk about. Is your mother on the other side, please? Is it your mum that's passed? Right. And who did she reckon was tied to her apron strings? Is that a brother of yours, or does she reckon that you were very, very close to her?
Very, very close to her. Very. I mean, one of my brothers was too. He's also on the other side, but me and her were like two peas in a pod, so yeah.
Right, because she's describing it in UK terms, in terminology I understand. When somebody's tied apron strings to the mother, it means that they were very, very, very close. Her words were, you are still very much connected.
Right. Well.
She's complaining. She's actually, I was scribbling down as fast as I could the information I was getting, and she's going, heart, 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 my heart hurt. And I've got a feeling that if she didn't have a heart condition, what she's trying to tell me is that when you've been going through your issues, she was feeling it as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did she have a heart condition, first of all?
No, not really. That wasn't really her main issue. Might have been a little weak towards the end, but not. That wasn't her major issue, no.
Right. What I've got to ask then is who then has got me to say, heart, 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 my heart hurt? Because it's been said in no uncertain terms.
Yeah, that would apply to me and currently would also apply to a friend of mine for different reasons. But.
Right. What has been said here is whatever the situation is, and they're not going to open it up because it's a private matter between you and your situation, something has been blown out of proportion here. It's minor issues that have been blown out of proportion. And is there any way of getting this resolved?
Depends on who we're talking about. I'm talking about you personally. Minor ones, but then there's other things. There's kind of a mixture of different things going on in my life, so some of them are major.
Right. What about your personal relationship? Is that something that has been blown out of proportion, and is that where something can actually be sorted in your own personal life?
I think it's something that could be sorted. I kind of was waiting to hear back from someone that I kind of sent a little message to. I know they opened it because I traced it. But
The word relating to that situation is truce. There will be a truce, there will be a standoff, there will be a white flag, there will be apology somewhere. And what I'm aware of is that is then the spark that is then going to sort everything else out. That's the crux of your situation. Get your heart fixed. And we're talking about your heart in the metaphorical sense. Get your heart fixed. You then have the interest in getting other things sorted. Because it's a scenario of when you've got balls of wool in front of you and you see all the loose ends, where do you start? You've got to start somewhere.
Right. Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
And that might as well be the starting point. Now, what I'm actually being shown as well is literally somebody is bringing to my attention that they definitely used a lot of wool, because I'm watching all these wool balls being rolled across the floor. So there is somebody trying to get your attention that they're the classic person that always sat there knitting. It didn't matter what they were knitting, they were always knitting. And I believe that's a grandparent.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had one of my grandparents, she was quite a seamstress. She actually did that for a living at one point.
So that's why she was always, there was always balls of wool and there was always a mess everywhere.
Right. She did. She did. That was my father's mother.
Right. Well, this lady is being very, the word that she's given me is demonstrative. It wasn't what I was going to use. I was going to say quite domineering, this word I want to use, that she is trying to give you a bit of a backbone, she's saying. Not that you don't have a backbone, it's just that you've forgotten that you've got a backbone.
Okay.
Because you seem to have been a little bit too soft or a little bit too easy with people, and you need to harden your edge a little bit more.
Yes, yes, that makes a lot of sense. Soft with people sometimes when they don't deserve it, but
there is another relative here, a gentleman who is presenting himself with wood turning, with a chisel, with the safety glasses on, and he is doing something as far as some furniture is concerned, because I'm seeing a groove being put into some custom wood or MDF or something. So I want to ask you, who is the gentleman that is presenting himself as a carpenter?
Oh, that could have been either my mother's father or oldest brother. They both passed before I was, her father passed when she was 4, so I never knew him, but her brother passed when I was an infant, so I never actually met or knew him. But I think they both worked with carpentry.
Okay, I'm not aware which one. Mind you, I might have both, but the guy's taking his glasses off. He's got a fevered brow. This is an older gentleman. This is going to be the grandfather. What he's saying to me is he's being Mr. Fix-It. He's trying to be Mr. Fix-It. He's doing as much as he can to try and fix it for you. He's Mr. Fix-It. He's Mr. DIY. He did all the bits and pieces.
Right.
And taking a look around your premises, you could really do with a Mr. Fix-It at the moment.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. That is so right.
And the way he's saying it is that when you get a special man in your life, there's no guarantee that he will be DIY-minded. So why don't you develop the skills yourself? He's not saying it sarcastically. He's just literally saying, why don't you do it? You're going to have to do it yourself, you know. Nobody else is going to do it.
Right. Wow, that is amazing. I'm just a little bit bowled over. I just can't get over it. It's just everything you just said.
Now, I'm going to have to leave it there, Anne, only because I'm looking at the time and we might be able to squeeze another caller in. I know I tend to go on a little bit because these lot talk to me, as they do. So can I leave your relations with you, with their love, with their concern? Thank you for calling in. And
thank
I will
you.
Come back over to Sarah.
That was amazing. Thank you.
Thank you
so much. Lovely. That's fantastic, Matt, you know, on Anne's behalf. And thank you, Anne, for calling into the show as well. I think we'll be pushing it, really, to bring another caller in because I don't want to rush it too much, Matt, because, you know, it's like I'm rushing readings. But what I will say to everybody out there, that Matthew James is available. All of his website details have been given out. Listen back to the podcast. You can get private readings with this guy. You can do it via Skype if you like, if you're in another country. It's always accessible, okay? If you do want to come and have some private readings with myself, best way of getting hold of me is Medium Sarah May on Facebook, and that's the best way of getting hold of me. I do want to give somebody a little bit of a mention here. And, you know, at the beginning of the show, we had the song which was Friends, a song about a little help from our friends. And, you know, there's somebody that I really do want to big up who actually created this show. He created Mike Spirit FM. And this really is his baby. It's his family, his baby, he's built it. And this is the fantastic Mike Davis. And what I will say to you, those of you who know Mike Davis closely will be privileged to know that he's always a good friend. And I just want to say thank you to Mike. And I'm sure I'm saying that on behalf of all of the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. And I'm sure you've sort of become friends with Mike, haven't you, Matt?
Yeah. I've not met him in person, but, I mean, his personality is that big that it's like here in the room with us at times. He's just, I mean, I've shared quite a lot of things with him, Mike, already. I mean, I've known Mike through Skype now for probably about 18 months. I've given him guided tours of Sydney. I've been Skyping him whilst I've been a passenger in the car when we've been going up to Sydney, and I've given him a guided tour of Sydney. I've shared some of his problems. I've given him quotes for his bricklaying. I've had to put up with his jokes. Sorry, Mike, if you're listening. I didn't mean that. I've had to deal with his puzzles. I've had to sit in on his competition with Mr. Nick Humphries about who's got the sexiest voice. So
you
I know Mike very
that.
Well. I know him very, very well indeed.
Dear. You didn't get the half of it, Matt. I had to listen to him singing. Did you listen to him singing?
I've not had that privilege, no.
Well, where have you been? We had a singing competition between Nick Humphries and Mike Davis. And Mike was singing at every given opportunity.
I'm just laughing. Somebody's gone in on the forum here and put, Nick has the sexiest voice. I don't think Mike wants to read that.
Pam Rogers does this. She's very much in Nick's camp, is Pam Rogers.
a groupie, in other words.
Yeah. But, you know, it was just to say thank you to Mike. For what he's created, all that he has done. I don't know whether he's listening in or not. I think he's there. He's probably hiding. I don't know where he is, old Mikey Davis. But hopefully he can have a listen back. And I think I'd like to say that on behalf of everybody. I know Grant's listening in. And I'd like to say specifically to you, Matt, I really love doing the show with you tonight. And, you know, hope to do more with you as well.
I look forward to it. It's been some awesome messages from both of us tonight.
Oh, the energy, the people in the chat room, the energy from you. You've always got the fantastic support of Chris. That's what I love about your relationship. You know, where Matt comes, Chris comes. Do you know what I mean? And you come as a partnership, and it's lovely.
Well, it's all or nothing. It's basically me and Chris, or it's nothing at all, because we work as one. We're one team.
Yeah. And she's in there, you know, and her personality's in there. Even though she's eaten all the foods that I'm really not happy with you, Chris, all these things that you've eaten, but there you go. So she's there. So Matt's going to have Chris by his side, I would imagine, when he does the show on Monday. Have fun Monday, Matt, and I'll be listening.
I look forward to it. I'm looking forward to that very much. I'm planning it already. I'm going to come up with a groovy name for the night. I've not thought of it yet, but I'll come up with something.
Okay. Well, we're all waiting with bated breath here. But anybody that's been waiting in that queue, I would like to say thank you. Okay. And we're coming to a close. Until next week, keep safe, feel the love, and spread the love. From me and Matt, say bye, Matt. Bye.
Bye. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening in, and my apologies to those I couldn't get a message to tonight.
Goodbye. Now the flame.
Thanks for listening to the show. Sarah is available on Facebook. Just search Medium Sarah May, or you're welcome to follow on Twitter at May Sarah May. To book your personal one-to-one reading with Sarah May, visit her website at www.sarahmaypsychic.com or simply email maysarah58@googlemail.com or add her to Skype, Sarah May Psychic. Until next week, remember to live, love and laugh, and take good care.